10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begins now. It is Alabama week? That seems strange to say. Wisconsin, Alabama. I remember when Barry Alvarez scheduled this like a decade ago. Didn't he schedule this like a decade ago?
It's been a while, yeah. It's been on the books for a minute, yeah.
After their performances against Western Michigan and South Dakota, are they getting Alabama at a good time?
Yeah, why not? Listen, Nick Saban's not there. I think that's a plus. It's early in the season. It's their first road test. So, I mean, is Alabama favored to beat the Wisconsin Badgers? My guess, I don't look at that sort of stuff when it comes to college.
Of course not.
So I don't know. My guess is that it's probably a substantial margin that Wisconsin is an underdog. But you're looking at a premier program. You're getting a great opportunity to show where you're at. Now, that can be good or bad. Now, you can go and take the ACT, and it could be great because you get a big score, or it could be bad because you fail miserably. That's the beauty of sports. You put yourself in those opportunities, and you hope that you're prepared and ready. I do believe that this Wisconsin team is going to compete their tails off, and I don't think that this Alabama team is as stacked as prior Alabama teams. But I'll say this, Alabama's really blanking good. They have a lot of really good players that are going to be playing on Sundays in the near future. So you can take that for what it's worth.
The Alabama Crimson Tide, since Mark Tauscher does not pay attention to this sort of thing, but ESPN Bet does.
Bet.
The Alabama Crimson Tide are favored by 16.5. In this game.
Woof.
The money line, Alabama minus 800, Wisconsin plus 550. The over-under is 50.5 points. And the FPI projection from ESPN Bet, Alabama by 22.8 points with a 92% probability to win the game. So that is from ESPN Bet. If you are interested in such things, I am personally not, but we try to serve all people on this program. I don't have any doubt that Hunter Wohler and the crew are going to be fired up for Alabama, right? If you can't get up for Alabama, then you really got trouble. If you can't get up for South Dakota, not ideal, but I can understand why you don't get up for South Dakota, right? I watched your interview with...
No, I mean... So here's the deal. I think you realize you have a finite amount of games, and this is one of the things we talked with Luke Fickle last night, and this is one of those deals where, and Alvy would always say this when we would have big games, this is what you come to Wisconsin for. You go to South Dakota to play the Badgers. You
right.
go to get in that big environment with that op. You go to Northern Illinois to go shock the world and beat Notre Dame.
What a great
That's what it's about. This is one of those opportunities for our Wisconsin Badgers. SEC football always gets more love. Their top teams are always viewed in a big way. This is Ohio State on steroids. That's what this is. So it's what an opportunity. And, yes, they are going to be cranked up. I think the crowd will be juiced. It's going to be – you talk about not having juice. That won't be Camp Randall on Saturday. It will be Juice City. There will be – an abundance of frozen concentrate orange juice on Saturday morning.
Well, we'll hear from Barry Alvarez as he joined the Great Dane Huddle earlier this week on ESPN Madison. Want to remind you, Gerber Law Offices is a partner of Wisconsin Athletics, and hopefully you never have to make that one call, that's all. Because if you don't have to make the call, that's because you haven't been seriously injured in an accident or someone you care about hasn't been seriously injured. But if, unfortunately, that does happen, that's the call to make. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. I'm on the website right now, gruber-law.com. They've got all their different partnerships that they have everything from the Brewers, Bucks, and Marquette to Wisconsin, the Mac Fund, Summerfest, Milwaukee Panthers. They're there, and they're involved in our communities everywhere you go. So go to Gruber-Law.com to find out more about the firm. Barry Alvarez from the Great Dane Huddle. We'll play a little Did You Hear This next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Badgers, Alabama on Saturday from Camp Randall Stadium. Let's hear what Barry Alvarez had to say about that matchup with a little Did You Hear This from the Great Dane Huddle.
The radio version of a conversation at the water cooler. It's time for Did You Hear This on Wilde and Tausch.
Barry Alvarez on the Great Dane Huddle, Mondays 6 to 7 on ESPN Madison. Barry with a lot of insightful stuff leading into Alabama week, including since he was the guy who scheduled it. We just talked about this a little bit, but here is what Barry was thinking when he scheduled Alabama all those years ago.
When I scheduled this game, I thought it was important. This is like a reward for your fans to see a quality team, national team like Alabama, nationally ranked, national champs at times, come into our house to play and us go down there. If we want to be a national power, you can't do that by playing lower level teams all the time. So when I had an opportunity to schedule Alabama, I just thought it was the right thing to do for our program, for the exposure of the program, and for the future of our program.
Makes sense. Does it feel like it's a reward right now, Tausch, to play Alabama at Camp Randall on Saturday? Because I think many Badgers fans might think otherwise.
It is a reward. I think obviously maybe Luke Fickell might disagree if the game doesn't go well, but I think everyone involved, when Barry is talking about the fans and the excitement, it's great to beat Western Michigan and South Dakota. It's great walking out of here and we're heading in 2-0, but this is big-time college football, and our fans have, you know, been very adamant that they wanted to see more high-quality games, and with the Big Ten expanding, this is as good of a home schedule as we're gonna, as we've had here in probably a long, it's 25, 30 years. So players and coaches, we all want to win every game. But you know what's really sweet is when you can win a game that maybe not many people think you can. And to do something really special. That's the opportunity that these young men have on Saturday. So you can look at it from 100 different ways. Is it special? Absolutely it is. Now, if things don't go right, is it going to be as special? No, but it's still, I love the fact that it's on the schedule. It's going to give everyone involved an opportunity to show where we're at as a program.
Yeah, I guess there's part of me that is torn on whether or not this is a good thing in today's climate. But what I mean by that is when he scheduled this game, it might as well have been in the Old Testament, right? There was no NIL. The transfer portal wasn't the way it is. Like, if I had a Tausch-type team that I was taking into this early season game against Alabama, Alabama's going to be Alabama, right? I'm not going to say they were paying guys before there was NIL. All I'm going to say is they got a lot of really good players, even before NIL existed. But now they're still basically Alabama. I know there's a different coach. It's not Nick Saban. But I still don't think I have a great feel for how good the Badgers are. I've watched them play. I've listened to Tausch and LePay on the call. I don't think either one of their wins were particularly impressive wins. They have a new quarterback as opposed to Brooks Bollinger, who is in his fourth year as the starter, that kind of stuff. I feel like I would feel much better as a Wisconsin alum if I had a team that was laden with juniors and seniors that had played in the program and they'd been building toward this game, as opposed to the way the structure of the roster is currently. And we'll see how it happens. Maybe it works out great. And maybe it's maybe they win. But when you guys would pull off wins at Ohio State, those types of things, the construction of the team was different. And I felt better about those teams. That's all. Okay. Next.
Did you hear this?
You guys were talking about getting up for the big games. Here's what Barry Alvarez had to say about energy preservation for moments like this. This is interesting.
They come in cranked. They're cranked up. Your guys are sleepwalking.
Right.
You do not, as a coach, want to get a team cranked up to go play these guys. You got to save those games and your energy and emotion for Big Ten games. You want to go out and execute and you feel like you should just be able to handle them. Sometimes it's not quite as pretty as you like, but you just want to go out, make sure you win the football game. You like to get better every week. That's the important thing.
That was Derek Engler at the start asking about the guys that didn't look like they were all revved up for South Dakota last week. Barry says that's okay. You want to save it for the big games, Alabama and the Big Ten opponents. Tausch, what do you think?
I don't think I ever heard Coach Alvarez say before a game, hey, all right, everybody, save your energy in this Boise State game for when we play Oregon the next week. There is only so much emotional capital that you have. And that's why I never have been a believer in Newt Rockne speeches every week. I think it becomes white noise. I like it when guys speak authentically, if they have something that they really want to say. But this is one of those games coaches don't have to worry about guys getting up for. There are other games that you do worry about the sleepwalking and things that, you know, Barry just talked about. This weekend ain't going to be one of those games.
Yeah, I guess I didn't quite understand what he was saying there about conserving that energy or whatever else. To me, the games where you have to give the speeches to get guys fired up are the games against teams that are like South Dakota. And I'm not snubbing the Coyotes. I'm just saying those are the games where you worry about your guys doing the sleepwalking. And you don't want them sleepwalking. This one speaks for itself. There are no hip hip hooray, you rah rah Wisconsin speeches needed. You got Alla frickin' Bama coming into your house. So I expect them to be up. The question is, will they execute and be effective and make this a good game that they can win in the fourth quarter? Next.
Did you hear this?
That's exactly what Barry Alvarez talked about in our final clip from the Great Dane Huddle the other night on ESPN Madison.
It's all about the Badgers. It's not about Alabama. It's not about how Alabama played. Alabama didn't play very well either. So their coaches are on them, too. So they're jumping on their coaches. But you're going to get blown out if you go to Wisconsin and play like that. Just like our guys are saying, you're going to get blown out if you play against Alabama like you played last week. Both teams are hearing the same thing. It's about who plays the best. Hey,
what do you think? Barry's saying the Badgers, if they play their game, they can win.
That's exactly what Alabama's coaches are saying, and that's that, you know, Bear Alvarez knows ball, obviously, and this is the battle line that you have. And then it comes down to, if both teams are full of juice and playing at a big time effort, where the talent lies and how that shakes out will be an interesting result. But to think that either of these teams are going to look at it, I hope Alabama comes in here and rolls their helmet out and think they're going to beat the Wisconsin Badgers, because if that's how they come in thinking, which they won't, Wisconsin will beat them. If they come in full tilt and Wisconsin comes in full tilt, I think we're going to have a heck of a game. And I do think this isn't your mama's Alabama team. This isn't this is a good team. They have not they've been tested more than they thought they should be, just like Wisconsin feels like they've been tested maybe a little bit more than they feel they should have been.
What?
So it's an interest. What? They've just played South Florida at home.
It was a
dogfight till the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I guess I'm just looking at the schedule. They beat Western Kentucky 63-0. And then they beat USF 42-16.
Yeah, check what the score was in the third quarter of that game.
It was 14-13, late in that game.
I understand. I know that, and I heard Tausch say that.
Do you?
And I heard
Duken?
I heard what Barry said, which is true, that my question is, had they boat raced USF the same way they boat raced Western Kentucky, would you feel better about this matchup if it was as much of a butt kicking as the final score indicates, as opposed to the way they won the game and they had to win it in the fourth quarter? Because then they'd be like, oh, we're fine, we're just Alabama like we always
are.
Yeah,
it's like, that's the beauty of sports. Psychology plays a huge part of it, and human nature would tell you that they'd probably let down, and the coaches would be very, very nervous about that being the case, because they'd be reading their press clippings and all of the other quotes that you hear. But that's not what happened, and they were tested in a little bit more of a way than I think they anticipated at home last week. So I would not think that that's going to be a problem. I think they'll be coming in here razor focused with all of the national spotlight being on this game. I would be surprised if that's how Alabama approached it.
All right, we've got a special guest coming up to give us some insight into Badgers Tide. He will join us coming up next. So before that, we'll have Tausch tell us about Johnson & Sons Paving, which is a championship program much like the Crimson Tide.
Yeah, and fall, winter, get ready for spring now. Call Johnson & Sons Paving to make sure no pavement hazards get worse over the winter. Potholes, cracked curbs, drainage issues. Got to make sure you got the drainage issues right. If things are bad now, call Johnson & Sons Paving to get it fixed. Schedule a free, no obligation quote and a walkthrough of your pavement. They'll be able to see the signs of asphalt pavement, work that needs to be by spotting fatigue cracking, standing water, warping, or buckling, sinking pavement, and more. Don't scare away customers or tenants with bad curb appeal. Book now and save money later. JohnsonAndSonsPaving.com. Again, that's JohnsonAndSonsPaving.com.
I've got some fatigue cracking myself going on right now and some warbling. All right. Hey, we got to get some insight into this Badgers matchup with the Crimson Tide. We'll have a very special guest deliver that next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
The Badgers getting ready to face the Alabama Crimson Tide. Whoa, Nelly, let me tell you about them Crimson Tide. And so we are joined now by an expert in the field. We are joined here on Wilde and Tausch by the radio color analyst for the Badgers Radio Network. You can listen on the Varsity app. By Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning.
Oh, man. Jason, you're my favorite radio host throughout all of the Wisconsin sports landscape. It's a real pleasure to join you.
Well, give us some insights as the radio analyst that you are. How does Wisconsin win this game? Because to me, it looks like a pretty big matchup in favor of the fourth-ranked Crimson Tide, who are favored in this game. And obviously, they have some changes, especially with their coach. But how do you view this matchup, and what does Wisconsin have to do to pull the upset?
Well, Jason, thanks again for having me on. You know, I think there's a couple of things. Limiting what Milroe can do with his legs. I think you have to contain him and make him beat you from within the pocket. And that starts, you have to slow the running game down. But if you can limit what he does outside of the pocket, and when you do that, you have to do some other things, and you have to be a little bit more aggressive with some of your coverage, and you have to bring Hunter Wooler down, and you have to have safeties around the line of scrimmage. And I think getting lost yardage plays, if this becomes a normal down and distance game where they're sitting second and six, third and three, if they're in that position all day, I think it's going to be really difficult for the Wisconsin Badgers to pull that off. So that's how I would view that part of it.
Tausch, do you have any questions for Tausch?
I do. Tausch, you're really fun. I think you do a great job on that broadcast.
It's the first guest I've ever heard you butter up like that.
Yeah, I don't butter up a lot of guests, but not often do you get to talk to someone with this much football knowledge. I'm really interested in the O-line. You have Proctor, who is a big dude, 6'7", 370 pounds. What's his availability looking like? Because that obviously, Wisconsin's pass rush, how is that going to be?
Well, you know, really good question. I think when I look at this and listening to Coach DeBoer talk, sounds like he's going to be able to play. He's missed a bunch of time, but he's back practicing. He's doing a lot of – it looks like he's going to be able to play. And we needed – you know, from an Alabama standpoint, I think their offensive line has been up and down is how I would look at what they've been able to do. So we saw Wisconsin's defensive line struggle a little bit in stopping the run and in slowing things down, especially in that second half. So I'm sure Alabama getting him back is something that they're really excited about.
Interesting approach, Tausch, to ask Tausch about Alabama instead of asking him about the team that he actually does the analysis for, the Wisconsin Badgers, who you would think he'd have more insight on. Where do you think the Tausch, now that Tausch is done asking you questions, let me ask you this, Tausch. Where do you think the Wisconsin offense is through two games? I got to think that Phil Longo's got to be disappointed with some of the level of production that they've had through these first two games.
Well, obviously after the first week, there was some, couple of 16-play drives. You miss a field goal, you score a touchdown, and it was all about explosives. Because the prior week it was 4 or 5 yards, you were able to move the football. But it's just really difficult, and now especially as the level of competition continues to grow, it even gets more and more difficult to go 15 plays without a penalty or without a lost yardage play. So explosives, and I thought we saw more of that last week. I thought you looked at how Wisconsin approached it. They put pressure. Van Dyke with that throw to Williams early in the game was a thing of beauty. The way he played that out, strung it out, put a lot of pressure on the defensive back. That's not going to be the case. I really think some explosives need to come through the run game. And whether that's going to be one of these young guys, we saw some of the young Dupree. We saw some of these young tailbacks get in, some late action. We obviously are waiting to see if Walker's going to be able to play. But Chez and Iacomelli, Iacomelli did some really nice things. I think he averaged around 7 or 8 yards a carry last week. So that's going to need to be where I think this team loosens some things up, gives some opportunities for some other big plays falling in the pass game. But the run game needs to be explosive. And when that is the case, that's what I think Wisconsin's going to need and try to find a way to get this done.
Tausch, I know you've got some more questions for Tausch. I just have one more for him. My question here would be, when you look at what Tyler Van Dyke has done through two games, he is 69. He's got a passer rating of 119.69. Now, that's the college passer rating. He is 38 of 63. That's a 60.3 completion percentage. He's thrown for 406 yards, one touchdown, no interceptions. What does he have to do to give Wisconsin a chance to win this game against the Crimson Tide?
We've talked a lot about him, running outside of the pocket. I think he has to make sure he's protecting himself and not, it's a different animal now when you're playing against some of the fellas that the Alabama Crimson Tide have on their defense, and that includes D linemen in chasing him down. I really think this is going to come down to red zone. And we heard Luke Fickell say, you just got to let it rip. That was kind of the comment that we heard. And the Pella windows are going to be tighter when you're playing against big boys. And you just have to trust and make some throws. You can't turn the football over, but you're going to have to take some chances. Settling for three when you get down in that red area, that's something that is a real formula to get beat. You're going to have to play with some controlled aggression and you're going to have to let it rip when it gets to be in those situations.
Through two games, Van Dyke has not thrown an interception. Tausch mentioned the running game. The Badgers come into this one with Ches Malusi as their leading rusher, having rushed for 134 yards. He's averaging 3.8 yards per carry. Iacomelli is averaging 9 yards a carry, so you might want to get him more opportunities. Tausch, did you have any other questions for
Tausch? Yeah, I got one last one for Tausch, if that's okay with you. Jason, again, Tausch, so there's a lot of talk about the explosivity and all this other stuff. How do you think Wisconsin's defense has kind of held up? Because we've seen glimpses of some things, but with all of the transfers and some of the talk about you were really excited about the edge rush, and we haven't really seen that add up yet. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, really good question. One of the more interesting questions I've heard in a long time. So I think the first couple of games we've seen ball coming out quick, both teams trying to shorten the game. This is going to be Alabama presses you on the edge. They're going to get out with some of their RPO stuff and some of the things that they're going to try to do, get Milroe out in space and putting a ton of pressure on how you're going to cover. And I do think Wisconsin's going to need to be very aggressive with their coverage and put a lot of bodies around the box and not let Milroe get moving. You really have to have lost yardage plays and not let these guys dictate the tempo of the game. And the best way to do that is penalties, which we're going to have a great atmosphere. We're going to get some some pre-snap stuff, but get in the backfield and make plays back there. That is what I think this group is going to need in order for, you know, Wisconsin to hang in there, because I think physically we saw South Dakota do some really good physical. That drive that they put together in the third quarter was very concerning. In fairness, they bounced back. They were able to make some stops, hold them to a field goal after the targeting penalty. But we're not going to have Jake Janey. So it's going to be, you know, Tackett Curtis. There's going to be a lot of guys that are going to need to step up, fill in, and make some plays. And so Alabama's going to test this defense in a lot of different ways. I really think the back end is going to be – a lot is going to be put on them from a coverage standpoint, and you're going to see a lot of bodies around that line of scrimmage and trying to get it done.
All right, Tausch, before we let you go – you just mentioned not having Cheney. Do you agree with Luke Fickell, who was very critical of the way that players are being suspended for a half and getting kicked out of games for targeting? Does college football need to take a look at this more clearly?
They do, and I think the idea of flagrant ones and flagrant twos in the NBA, I really don't think we should be suspending guys for the next half. Like, if you want to suspend Jake Janey for the end of that game, fine. It was a hit that I understand now. In real time, it looked like the real deal. He brought his shoulder down, let the crown of the helmet lead, and I am all about player safety. I can't sit here and be hypocritical, but this idea of all of these targetings are the same, they're not. So if you have somebody headhunting a defenseless receiver down the middle of the field trying to, you know, decapitate him, get him out. But I don't think that you need to be suspending guys for a full another half of the next game. You're doing everybody a disservice in that regard. So I couldn't be more in agreement with Luke Fickell on that.
Well, Tausch, we appreciate you making time for us. I sure hope the Badgers outsider or Matt LePay are available next week so we don't have to call you again. But stay by your phone because we might need to.
Well, we just really appreciate it and love your guys' show. I think it's one of the best out there.
That is Badgers Radio Network color analyst Mark Tauscher.
How do you think that went? You think that went all right?
I'm getting some mixed reviews.
From who?
Via the private talk and text line, and I'll leave it at that. I'm looking at the rundown, and Jesse, I just have one question for you. While you were preparing this show, did you intentionally not include trivia today?
Yes. We had two guests on. It was a full show. We had a lot to get to. We'll do double tomorrow. It's a big day tomorrow. Double tomorrow.
Yeah, we want to do double trivia when we're out on remote.
Everybody loves double.
Yeah. At the Greater Bucky Open.
Wait, we're doing trivia on a Friday.
This is a perfect time to do trivia, is right now.
Right. What the hell's going on out here?
Whoops.
All right. That's it. I'm going to put together trivia. We're playing trivia now. This is stupid to not do it.
I love it.
Wow.
I absolutely love it.
And we're going to...
What's the category? I'll drop a question, too. Just tell me what the category is.
Alabama. Roll
Alabama.
Tide.
All right, I got that.
Is Roll Tide. Caller number... I really want to punish Jesse for this. Caller 26. There's 26 letters of the alphabet. So caller 26 right now for Wildea Tausch Trivia. Caller 26, 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Caller 26.
I can't believe Tausch didn't give us a love, you guys.
Guests don't do that.
Yeah, they do.
That's
true. Like,
guests don't.
A guest
Evan Cohen ever say
place.
Love you guys after
I
he's
love
done?
You guys.
That wasn't a caller.
Well, he's the OG on the I love you guys. All right, caller 26. I got trivia to put together, so I got to go. We'll play trivia next. It's Wildea Tausch.
This is Wildea and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Trivia. Oh my gosh. We were just wondering, we needed an update on one of the greatest Badgers in history. We know he's expecting with his wife their first child, but we needed a Brad Davison update, and who better to go to than a member of the Buss family? Ineligible to win trivia. It is our buddy Tyler, Tyler Buss in Illinois. Tyler, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. Doing well.
We threw this trivia together. We will see how it goes. I have two questions. I have no idea what Tausch came up with.
I have a good one.
Okay. Well, I've got question one. And then if your question for question two is similar to what I have for question three, we're in trouble. So we'll see how it goes. Okay. It's a good thing we have someone playing who's not eligible to win anyway. Worked out well. All right, Tyler, question number one is this. What is the name of the stadium in which the Crimson Tide play their home games?
Is Bryant it Denny.
Tim, you got to let Jason. I bet he has a really good
when that happens, doesn't it?
what's your funny
actually,
one,
Actually,
it's
Jason? An homage to a man that I admire greatly. And that we miss, is it Bryant Denny Stadium, Denny Bryant Stadium, or Denny Tauscher Stadium?
No, it would have been a good one. That would have been a good one. All right, Tim. Who in the hit, one of the great rom-coms, in my opinion, Sweet Home Alabama, who played fashion designer and star of that movie, Melanie Schnooter, in Sweet Home Alabama? Is it Sandra Bullock, Reese Witherspoon, or Victoria Principal?
That was Reese Witherspoon.
Bam!
Two for two. Even though you're ineligible, great. I actually did stick with Alabama football as opposed to the film Sweet Home. Oh, baby, in a bar.
Is Sweet Home Alabama near the top of your rom-com power rankings, Tausch?
Oh, it's... like How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days tops, and then Sweet Home Alabama is right there.
It's a good one.
All right, Tyler, question three. Who was the Crimson Tide's last full-time head coach before Nick Saban was hired in 2007? Who was the Crimson Tide's last full-time? They had an interim briefly before they hired Nick Saban, but who was their last full-time head coach before Nick Saban was hired in 2007? Was it Mike DuBose, Mike Shula, or Gene Stallings?
It's time Mike Shula.
You are correct. 3 for 3. Perfect on trivia, which we threw together during a 4-minute and 30-second commercial break. Good on us. So yeah, what a busy day for Tausch. I mean, he's a guest on his own show. Then he's got to come up with a trivia question.
We should do that more often.
You should leave tomorrow's show early for all the work you did today.
I know my dad.
Tim, can you give us an update?
The Twitter back and forth this week.
Yeah, this is Tyler, not Tim. You've called him Tim twice.
Other than that, though, you nailed it.
Hey, Tyler. Oh, my bad. Tyler, can you give us an update on how Brad?
Yeah, doing well. They are both currently over in Spain, and Brad's into the exhibition part of his professional basketball schedule. So they'll get cranked up here pretty soon for the games that really count. So Tyra's doing well. She's healthy. They're expecting the baby early November. So it's getting down to crunch time. So they're getting fired up.
Given the invitation,
what are they gonna call you,
Papa? Oh, Papa? Nice.
What are we gonna called?
No, wait. I can't.
I'm the Uncle Tausch.
Jeez,
someone draw
man.
Uncle Tausch for me, please.
You know what? Jesse put down. Okay, it's on
no,
me.
Hey, he did it.
It's on me. I just told you it's on me. Tyler, I apologize.
All right, Pawpaw.
No, you're
thanks,
good, Tausch.
Thanks for playing, Pawpaw. You're going to be the fun uncle for those of us that know who you actually are. I assume that this rules out naming the baby after Tausch after today's performance.
No. We enjoyed our time with Tausch at the wedding, and I know Tausch is a big Goody stan. Well, Tim Buss is a big Tausch stan, and that is, I am talking about Tim. He's been known to slide into the DMs from time to time to hit up Tausch. So I don't know that it's in the cards for this one since it's a female. But
Well, I can tell you this: if Tim, who is your father, or you, are in town at any point, give Tausch a call. He'd love to set you up with a reservation at the Tornado Room. Hey, thanks for playing, Tyler. We appreciate you, buddy.
Thanks. Love you guys.
All right. That is Wildy and Tausch trivia with Pawpaw, Uncle Tyler.
What?
I mean,
it's a real tough show for Tausch.
I've had a couple of TKOs today. All right. Maybe I'm just going to head to the golf course for this outing right now and get prepped for tomorrow. I'll see you guys.
All right. Well, on your way, if you wouldn't mind stopping a quick trip on your way to the golf course, that would be great.
You know I will. My grill has been getting quite the workout this summer. My go-to right now is, of course, from Quick Trip, is that ground beef. $2.99 a pound. Told you about the smash burgers. We've been making those from scratch. Get the cheese for $1.99. Put that on there. Get the little crust. $2.99 a pound. Again, that's beautiful. And then the chicken. I always tell you all about chicken. Bone-in chicken. Tenders. $9.99 on Wednesdays. The $5.99 rotisserie chicken on Mondays. Boom, 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 boom. And, of course, you want to make sure you're going to stop and get Nature's Touch ice cream, vanilla or chocolate, for $2.99. All of those deals and more at Quick Trip. Download the Quick Rewards app to order ahead and earn points. Take care of the payment. Just stop by to pick it all up. Or you can get it brought out to your curbside. I'm still figuring that out. But when I do, oh, baby, I bet I'll get 50 cents off per gallon, which is a fun part of using that Quick Rewards app.
The 11 o'clock Pop. Hour.
What's up, Pop?
What am I going to call you, Pop? I don't know. I'm the uncle. This is us. This is what we do here. The 11 o'clock hour of me, Ma, and Papa kicks off in 2 minutes. So stick around. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.